Another strong week for Nasdaq. Nasdaq moving up 3.24% last week. Made it for a second green week of Nasdaq. But buy signals are getting high again. Are we getting to the end of this small upturn, which I predicted 3 weeks ago? And I told you it, in my opinion, will be green weeks ahead. Also, the title of the podcast for week 34, 35. We are in week 36. You're listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, trading tips with Jim, and for some 20 plus minutes, I will guide you through what I think will happen in the market this week, give you a few tips and tricks, and of course, I will tell you how we are doing in the $1,000 challenge. And the $1,000 challenge, as you know, we started off with Intercept, a trade which was a little bit too early, didn't manage to do anything there, had to go out with a 7% loss. Our $1,000 became $930. Then I went into Hawaiian Electric just to see on a scary dump falling very hard because of lawsuits being issued. Actually, so hard it fell so hard on the Friday 2 weeks ago that it fell below my stop loss. Stop loss was never triggered, and that was my lucky day because Hawaiian Electric pushed upwards. Last week was a very, very strong week for Hawaiian Electric, putting us back in the green again. More about that in the end of the podcast, where I will tell you what I will do next in the $1,000 challenge. Anyway, it's a new week. It's week 36. We wonder, how will it be? What are the things that will happen this week? Well, as I said, Nasdaq was up 3.2% last week, ending the week just above 14,000 points, 14,032 points for Nasdaq. And if you go back a podcast ago or two, I told you that I think Nasdaq will head just above 14,000, maybe as high as 14,400, where it will turn. Dow Jones also up, ending the week at 34,838 points, up 1.43% for Dow Jones. So indeed, it was a good week in the market last week. But we are heading for a new week. Can the momentum keep up? Well, I think there is a good chance at least tomorrow will be good. In a bit, I will let you know how the buy signals are. As you know, 3 weeks ago, I told you the buy signals are now so low that usually this is a super duper chance to buy. We were also at the bottom of the trend. Everything was really suited for upturn in the market, and it became an upturn in the market. Markets can still continue to go upwards. But as you know, there are a few things that I like to watch. One of them is what is happening in the week, the so-called fundamental news, and then there is the technical picture, and trying, based on these two, to come up with a conclusion of what will be in the week ahead of us. Some of you may wonder, so how can I use this information? Well, if it's an obvious good week, you should normally, depending the size of your portfolio, of course, increase your positions a little bit. And when you expect red weeks, you try to reduce your risk and exposure a little bit. When it's good weeks, you go into a little bit more high-risk stocks, and that can pay very, very well off. While when the buy signals are too high, market obviously has to have a small correction, you usually want to trim out the most risky stocks to avoid the biggest losses. Because the most common thing for any trader is sadly the same thing. You are in on the upturns, but you are also in on the downturns. Making that good profit go away, even into a slight loss, is the most common trading pattern. Based on all of this, and so many years ago, I decided that I want to create products to help the common investor doing one thing: reduce the losses, increase the gains, because that will eventually lead you to profit. Based on this, we have Stock Invest and we have a few other things, and this podcast is also a result of this wish, this idea to help you do that, exactly that: reduce your losses, increase your gains. And just repeat over and over again, best tool to reduce your losses is having a stop loss. Sometimes it may not work. You heard me say that it was not triggered in Hawaiian Electric because it opened below the stop price. But in general, there is nothing as good as having stop losses. Yes, you will see it be wrong sometimes, But look at it over a large amount of trades and you will see the real benefit of it. Sometimes hard to find the exact stop loss level. Where, what should I put it? Should it be 5%? Should it be 7%? You have to look at the volatility of stock because you do not want to get triggered by a natural day swing. Some stocks even swing 30% during a day, those most volatile, while some usually can swing between 4 to 6%. That is how you are a day trader. You use this information because the stock will swing during a natural movement during day. Very often we see a strong reaction in the opening, then falling back around half an hour, 45 minutes after. As you heard me many times say, that is usually when I buy the stocks, because that's usually a good entry point. Just in general, you can look at your stock day by day, trying to figure out the pattern of your stock, and eventually you will see that there is a sort of pattern, and that pattern is tradable, and that is how you become a day trader, trying to use the natural swings during the day. This week, for the fundamental picture, there is mainly the Wednesday. Fed will speak on Wednesday, and there will be some economic data on Wednesday. Same thing on Friday, we will have the wholesale numbers coming in. Last week we saw how increase in unemployment pushed the market upwards, and you may wonder, so why would that push the market up? Well, the reason for that is that the market LIBOR has been very, very tight for a very long time. It was down at 3.6%. And that keeps a pressure in the economy, and is one of the reasons, like Fed likes to say, that as long as it's too tight, the market level is too tight, we have to keep increasing our interest rates to fight inflation. If unemployment rate goes a little bit up, it will be a little softer economy, not so hard pressure, and we don't have to do these increases. Stock market do not like increase in interest rates, because if the interest rates go up, you get more money, you get more percent in the bank, and why should you, for instance, gamble in the stock market if you can get 7, 8, 9, 10% for your savings in the bank guaranteed? So that is how money moves. They move to where it's most secure usually, and as interest rates go up, more money flow out of stock market and into the bank market. There is a few other of course reasons why, but that is, like, in general one of the main reasons why. So why is the unemployment rate? Because if you listen to this 4 year long podcast, you heard me predict inflation, you heard me predict the Ukraine war, and you heard me say so many things. You also heard me say that I believe there will be a strong increase in unemployment rate. I was expecting it much earlier this year. Hasn't happened, and it has me baffled. Why? Because all data shows the same thing. Things are getting much harder. Personally, you maybe notice yourself, you had some good years some years ago. Now everything starts to become much harder. Everything is so much more expensive. Filling in the tank of your car, buying the groceries to your family, everything is tightening up. Interest rates is going up, loans is getting more expensive, everything is, but still it doesn't reflect back on the economy. So what are the reasons for this? Well, first off, one of the reasons is how these things are put together. The unemployment rate is measured by how many people are applying for work. And that number fell like a stone during first year of Biden's presidency. Money was pumped in, the trillions of trillions were pumped in COVID relief, making many people just stay at home. They got so much money that rather than work, they just went out of the workforce. That thing is turning, and it's turning very fast. Caused last week's unemployment rate to go from 3.6 to 3.9%. Simply because more people was joining, participating the work market. The job openings, the JOLTS, the job opening numbers, they fell under 9 million. So there is getting less job openings, there is getting more people into the work market. As I said, many are returning back from COVID reliefs, And immigration is also a major reason for this. So we have this mix of job openings going down, people wanting to participate and doing their first time application for work going up. Just speaks to me that finally, after being wrong for many months, I think I will be right, and we will see a very, very fast increase in unemployment rate. So last week markets went up because this was good news. That means Fed doesn't have to increase the interest rates, but this is a two-sided sword, because yes, it may mean that Fed can hold a little bit back, do not have to raise the interest rates as fast, but more unemployed people means less buying power, mean less need for employees, even more employees, it gets self-inflicting, start to, and there will be less profit. If there is less profit, the PE ratio of your stock will fall, will go up, because there will be less profit to divide the share price on. Price, the stock price will be over valued, simply because there is less profit. In less return usually means less profit, unless you are able to squeeze the end consumer. So it's, as I say, a very two-sided sword, these things. On top of this, you have, and you heard me say it, and I can only repeat it, inflation is not going away anyway, soon, for sure. And I argued the reason for this is because energy will go up, especially oil price will go up. And if you follow market last week, oil up 5% to $86 per barrel. And there is no sign that it will slow down. It will just continue upwards. And energy being a major part of inflation mean that inflation will just continue upwards. And if inflation keep going upwards, unemployment rate goes upwards, we end into stagflation. That was the topic of the year. I think in the very beginning of the year, I told you this, we will head for stagflation. Everything really indicates that that is where market is happening. So we get into a bad, bad situation. And in this bad situation, it will be hard for the markets to gain momentum. We are speaking more than a week. I'm speaking about the next months, half a year, year to follow. And we like to position ourselves where we can make the most out of it. You heard me say, invest into oil, invest into gold, invest into war industries, because these will hold good up if markets fall down. As people has to start saving, you also heard me say that in US savings are now less than 1 month in average. People have less than 1 month left of savings. And our human nature is like this. We spend money as long as we have money. When we do not have money, we cannot spend. So it gets to a sudden halt. And I think that will happen for many industries. Very interesting to see if Domino Pizza will keep up the good pace, or people also will start to save on the pizza. Pizza will not, by the way, be the very first. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not sure I would invest into cruise lines, Norwegian Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, because money. I think people will start to cut luxury products. And if you live in Norway, like I lived many years in Norway, now living in Vilnius, but still fully Norwegian, following the Norwegian market every single day, luxury cars in Norway is dumping by the minute. The prices is somewhere down between 30 and 50% for the high-end luxury cars, because they cannot, the owners cannot pay for the loans, getting too way expensive. They are dumping on the market, and in the market there is no buyers, because everyone else is suffering from the insane increase in prices, the insane increase in interest rates. So prices just have to be lowered and lowered. So now if you are able, you can buy very cheap Porsche Cayenne, for instance, in Norway. Especially electric, high luxury and electric cars are dumped on the market. Good situation if you have money in the bank. It is really cash is king these days for those able. Next coming up is the housing market. It's just a matter of time. It will start with a big scare for the industrial market first, before it moves over to personal housing. The reason why it's still not, it's showing very big cracks, but it hasn't cracked yet, is because most loans were made with 5, 3, 5 years locked interest rates, but these things are coming to an end, much of it in 2024, 2025. And what will people do when their interest rates go from maybe 2% to 5% to 7%, doubling, tripling the cost of the debt? They will have to do like they do with luxury cars in Norway. They just have to dump it, and many will actually just walk out of their properties. So there are a lot of technical, fundamental things happening moving forward that will make it hard for the stock market. And I think that you should make sure that your portfolio has a huge part of secure items. Yes, we can, of course, go into a rally where Nasdaq goes to 16,000 points. I see many argue for this. Some of these top advisors argue that we will now have the final rally of the year. It may very well happen because the stock market is the stock market. The stock market is years ahead of things. So the stock market thinks that what I just said is just temporary. It will just push upwards. So there is, you cannot be outside. You have to be inside because there's a possible upside. Last week I told you, or was it the week before? You just have to go back to my podcast to listen. I said that I thought Nasdaq would hit 14,400, maybe high on this natural upturn. The correction down was natural. You heard me say that many, many, many weeks ago. I told you it's time for Nasdaq to correct because it's way too high and it should correct. And when it was way too low, the buy and sell signals was way too low. I said that it was ready for an upturn, been right 2 weeks in a row. But what about the week ahead of us? We like to watch the 10-year treasury yield. If that goes down, usually the stock market go up. If it goes up, the stock market will go down. Last week, the 10-year treasury yield went a little down to 4.17, but it's still high. And I think it will creep higher. In my personal opinion, I think that there is enough momentum to keep a little bit more push. Maybe just tomorrow, but I'm not sure that the full week will be as good. I will let you in on the buy and sell signals before we will conclude totally. Gold, by the way, is $1,964, creeping up $24 last week, again heading for $2,000. To finish the thing about all the things that I said about negative, possible negative things happening in the future, because things may turn for the better, you never know. I'm just lining out the big picture. If I'm right, so I say to you, you should, the best thing that you should do is actually, of course, make sure that you're not totally fully exposed in the stock market. And if you are exposed in the stock market, please do not be too much on gearing, because things may happen very hard very soon. And if you are in geared positions, you may have a call and all your money may be gone in just a blink of an eye, and even more. The aim of this podcast is to help you reduce your losses and increase your gains. And this is just one of the ways that you do it. Repeating, war, gold, oil, I believe is strong. And if you are in other stocks and you wonder, so how can these handle what I'm saying? First off, I would check a few things. Is my stock in the typical consumer segment, luxury segment that we know people will start to save? You have to understand that the richest of the richest, they will keep purchasing. So that's not so hard. But what about high-end shoes? Will they do as good if you are in high-end shoes? Will Visa, for instance, who do all the transaction, what will they do if people start to save? Less transactions, less card transactions. How will Visa do, which have been doing very good, recommended several times in our newsletter? If you don't have the newsletter, sign up. You find it at Stock Invest. You will get daily news every single day. And there you have seen that Canada's of the day has been Visa several times, simply because Visa was showing all the signs of an upturn, but now it shows that sign of maybe being up at the top. So will there be more or less car transaction moving forward? You have to guess for yourself, and you have to do the same thing with your other stocks. What is the product I'm selling? Is it able to keep momentum if economy is being hit hard? We know it's hitting hard over Europe, And there is more and more aggression rising among the end consumer in Europe, especially as France, plagued by racing. You don't see so much about it in the media, but it is there and it's spreading slowly over to Netherlands, I read. And it will continue to creep because it's the same story every time economy is going down. Violence go up, riots go up, it's a natural thing. The other thing now, of course, you can look at the debt ratio of your stock. Will it handle, because debt is debt. The cost of debt is usually by the interest rates. So if interest rates have to continue up, you heard me say that I think inflation will go up, meaning that the Fed will have to keep increasing interest rates, meaning that the debt will be more expensive. Can your company keep up with increase in debt? And especially if they are in the position where they sell a little bit high-end products. I used to work for Mowi, world's biggest salmon producer, Norwegian company, but in Chile, Iceland, Norway, Scotland, Canada, and many other places, they have their operations. More than 12,000 employees, I think, if I'm not mistaken by now. They say they sell salmon, and they've been doing very good, but they have a high debt ratio. How will they manage when interest rates keep going up? Their debt cost will be increased. So far, they've been doing very good, simply because they have been benefiting from a few things. Strong demand for salmon. And on top of this, they had very nice increase in currency. Selling their products in dollars and euro when the Norwegian kroner is weak is super good. Having your cost in weak in Norwegian makes it even better. But what will happen with them if the end consumers suddenly have to choose cheaper products, maybe going to Talipia, a good whitefish, by the way, or cheaper products? There are some trout products, etc., that are cheaper. Check up your stocks, make up your mind. Because that is usually how it is. It may not show up in this quarter, it may not show up in the next quarter, but it will show up in the quarter results. And when it shows up in the quarter results, everyone will be looking at the PE. And if your profit goes down, your PE ratio will go up, meaning that the stock is way too expensive. A lot of talks there for small things. We are trying to end up. So what about the week? I give you a small hint. I think that the first part of the week may be strong. Not so sure about the end of it. I had a look at the chart. We are somewhere about the middle. We just broke up between the moving average, the long-term moving average, but I wouldn't hold that as a strong signal. Looking at buy and sell signals, the buy and sell signals across all the stocks that we analyzed, 26,000 of these are qualified for these analyses. 35% is giving buy signals, up from 24% last week, so it's a huge jump. And 35 overall is starting to get very high. Looking at Nasdaq, went up from 17 to 25 last week. 25 is not very high. There is more room for Nasdaq. And personally, I think we will now see not the biggest player, but the medium and the smaller stocks go. And while remember, I saw other news and I've been expecting and waiting for this a long time. Biden mentioned last Friday that, not this Friday, but last Friday, that he thinks that it will be required with new COVID shots, forced ones. So why not have a look at the biotech sector again, and especially those working with COVID-related issues. COVID is slowly going up, the cases are going up, but it's nothing drastically so far, and as from the statistics I have said, it's nothing worse than previous, but this is a good argument for every government for different things. If power is grabbed, it never usually go away very easy, and the power grab during COVID times still. Many miss the ability to do the things they used to do during COVID. And then I'm speaking about official people and power. Power always corrupt, by the way. But we don't speak too much about politics, other than we can benefit from it economically. And I think that it might be a good time to check out the biotech stocks. Will Pfizer again be on a huge upturn? Because someone will get a huge influx on money, especially if it will be forced vaccination again. Now you might say that, oh, listen, Jim, there is nothing like forced vaccination. Well, if you cannot work, if you cannot go to restaurants, if they're checking your ID card and your COVID passport in the store, it is forced by all means. It's not how it should be. And sadly, that thing, I think, will be a huge issue if we get into a situation where we really need vaccination. It might be hard to work the population because of the things that done last time. But there should be an upside in biotech. There should be an upside in anyone selling protective gear. And while I couldn't remember the name in another podcast, I remember how I was playing Lakeland, the stock. I haven't checked the stock price for very long, but those remember back in the old days of podcast where I said that we had Ebola racing up. I invested into Lakeland, doubled my money, tripled my money in Lakeland. Because everyone needed Hamas suits, and I told you the same thing would happen in COVID, etc. So it's a good opportunity. Getting back to the buy and sell signals, New York Stock Exchange up from 21 to 33% last week, starting to get high, but we remember the last time I said it is a really sell signal, it was above 40. London 20, Tokyo 48, up from 37 to 48. So Tokyo is for sure going to go down. China up from 7 to 31. It was good economic data in China, causing a good market in China last week. Based on all of this, what I told you about what will happen this week, economic number on Wednesday, the buy and sell things, I had a look at the chart. I am not too sure it will be a green week. I'm not sure it will be a very red week, but I think it will be like this. It will start green, maybe end red, and I think that we have to prepare for falls in the market moving ahead. I wish I could say it will be a yellow week, meaning that we don't move much, but since I have to guess between red and green, slight red is my guess for the week ahead of us. Should start very good, and for some stocks, especially on Nasdaq, I think some of these stocks who hasn't moved over the last few weeks, they will have a good week moving ahead. Now, at the end, as you know, I like to give a few personal insights and, of course, the $1,000 challenge. And let's start with the $1,000 challenge. As you know, we went, we are way too far into it and way too far behind. Currently, as we speak, the $1,000 is $1,016. There will be a print screen on the YouTube video version of this podcast, but you can see the actual, I post every week, so you can see it by yourself. We bought 69 shares, or I bought 69 shares in Hawaiian Electric it, at $13.1305 or 3, I don't remember exactly, I think it was $13.05. Started somewhat okay. I told you we are going for stocks who are being hammered, who has that super increase in volume, because these usually go up on 1/3 or 2/3. So I did, I got into, but there came some news, you cannot control this. Had a huge fall down to 980-ish or something, but then started to move up, and last week it was up more than 40% on a single day, pushing upwards. Currently closing price on Friday was $15.05. Now it is, and I wrote on the YouTube video, because I promised to give you an idea where I will sell, and I said also in the podcast that if and when Hawaii gets to 15, I will start to tighten my stop loss, and I have done that. First, in the beginning, I have a very wide stop loss because it was 15%, simply because in the very bottom it will move very much, and then it should get on the track. Everything depends on how things are playing out in the lawsuit, but Hawaiian is pushing, Hawaiian Electric HE is pushing very hard that they did everything correct, so they are not to blame for the wildfires as such, because that was what the lawsuit was about. And US donated some money for the electric grid, causing that upturn last week. In my world, that means that the stock should slowly just keep pushing upwards, because it went down from 40 all the way down. I told you about 15, 16, I will start to look at the way out. I already trimmed the stop loss. So I will be aiming to go out. It's a tough game because normally now it should maybe push down. It swings much during the day. It should maybe push down to 14. 10-15 opening tomorrow, or it will go straight up, then I think it will push upwards to 16. But I'm looking for an exit. I will try to post these things on YouTube so you can see my comments there. You just have to go to watch the YouTube video. And this is the thing about this $1,000 challenge, is that I will try to give you a total overview before I do any trades, so you can follow it. And that is why I will only trade on Mondays. Currently, Hawaiian Electric is in the portfolio. It stays in the portfolio. I only have these $1,000 which I put in for this challenge to trade with. And we went all in one stock. If I manage to make this grow, as I hope I will, eventually we'll split it to 2, 3, maybe 4, 5 stocks, but as is, we will go one by one. I'm currently looking for the next candidate to buy, and if I find it, I will not buy it before next Monday. You will have the podcast before I buy it telling exactly what I will do, but during the week it's a high chance that Hawaiian Electric will be sold, that I will have the cash on my broker account ready for next purchase. I will give you a full update in next Monday's podcast, which one it will be. 31 minutes, it's time to wrap up the podcast. So what did I do this week? Did I do anything interesting? Was I out with a metal detector to look in the fields? And yes, there was one single day where a friend called and said that there is a bonanza going on just outside Vilnius, a new field next to the airport had been opened by tractors, and up there they used to dump all the garbage back from 1600 all the way to late 1800, beginning of 1900 actually. So there is tons of treasure buried in the fields, and every time a tractor is turning the soil, then there is a reka, and this was a big, big field being trimmed. And there was 10 cars with people, everyone crazy to go out. And one guy was lucky finding 2 gold rings. He was the day before I was there, but I found quite much nice things. I will even post a picture on the YouTube video where you can see some of the things I found. Cross, silver coin, a gold and silver jewelry, but sadly very broken, and a few other nice, nice things. Many coins from around 1800. One coin was actually... a Kopeck was actually from 1800 exactly, 1800. So I had a good week for Jeskote, and to top it off, I had my son visiting me from Norway, the youngest one. So we had a good time here in Vilnius. Going to the shooting range, being able to shoot a Kalashnikov is always nice, along with a few other things. And then, of course, go-kart had to be on the agenda. So I had a good week. I hope you had a good week, and I for sure hope that you will have a good week moving forward. I hope your portfolio will keep growing, that you will bank some green in your account during the week, and when we speak next week, that you are better off than when you started. Until then, I can only wish you the best of trading and a very good week. Bye.